Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's the world-famous K-Rock, Kevin Kenny, Steve Aoki, live in studio.
Yo, what's up?
Now, we were told, and you got to say this is true, because yeah. It was so flattering when we were told this, that you flew in a day early just to do K-Rock.
I did. I mean, I grew up in Southern California, in L.A., so K-Rock's like, that's the holy grail.
Yeah. We appreciate you saying so.
I'm happy to be here, really.
Yeah. No, we're happy to have you. And it's funny because you had so much success in all forms of music, and predominantly probably the casual fan knows you for your DJing, knows you for the EDM world.
Right, yeah.
But I was going down the list. I mean, you've done remixes with Blink-182, My Chemical Romance. So you have a deep love of alternative music.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I started, before I was a DJ, I was in bands. I was in punk bands. I sang in a band. I played guitar in a band. I played bass in a band. I toured the U.S. with bands, whether I was in them or I was like the roadie guy, 14 times by the time I was 21. Like, I'm definitely primed in rock music and, you know, just basement, you know, culture.
Yeah.
Playing at living rooms to, you know, like stinky little basements.
Yeah. No, you know? Dude, paying the dues. Now, I'm curious, like when you transitioned from that world into the electronic world and the producing world and the DJing world, did you find yourself quicker to adapt to that world because of that background, maybe
compared to
a peer that only started on the laptop per se, or the ones in the twos?
Yeah. So, I mean, being on the stage as a band singing in front of people, that already gave me that kind of the experience I needed when I started DJing and started actually performing. Because like in the beginning, I was DJing small bars, learning the ropes of what that's like. And producing was, you know, natural step for me to go from a band and, you know, have that dynamic of making music with like three other guys, where now I can do it by myself.
Right.
You know, so it was great to have that kind of independence and be able to make my own way.
Yeah.
And then when I started, like, you know, when I started playing Coachella in 07 or started playing bigger shows, I was like, oh, I could actually use the mic. I could do this. I could do more than just play behind the turntables at the time. And you know, it definitely stood out because during that era, the 2000s, DJs were always kind of behind the scene. You know what I
right.
mean? Like, they weren't the showmen. And, you know, and I was going out there stage diving, crowd surfing in a life raft, or, you know, screaming on a microphone, you know, mixing it up as much as I could.
Of course.
And that's when, you know, like Travis Barker caught wind of what I was doing, probably the late 2000s. And we started working together, made a record for his first album, or his album that Give a Drummer Some. I sang on it. I produced on it, you know, with Travis, became really close with him. Remixed Refused in like 2009. You know, so I've been always wanting to work with bands at some level.
Yeah.
And my dream came true in like the early 2010s when I got in the studio with Linkin Park, made a couple records with them. You know, to be able to work with Chester and Mike Shinoda and the whole gang was, you know,
unreal.
Absolutely unreal.
Yeah.
And the list goes on. Fall Out Boy, working with them, we made an incredible record together. Blink-182. You know, we're talking about it.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And
well,
so forth.
And I'm sure that sort of that punk foundation, that punk background, that really that's a scene in a community and a culture that prides itself on DIY and if you, anyone who's seen your documentary, you know, you are like the icon of hustle. I'm sure that bled over too in terms of the work ethic, you know, that you took to the electronic world.
Yeah, I mean, that's another thing too, is that like when I ended up touring, when I ended up doing like 300 shows in 1 year, afterwards, I didn't realize I went that hard, but it's a lot easier going as a DJ, traveling, flying in planes and sleeping in hotel rooms than what I used to do in a band, like sleeping in a car in a seat with like three or four other sweaty guys. And you shower once a week at like a YMCA or at a friend's house. We never, ever stayed in a hotel.
Yeah.
And after those tours, you know, we'd make like 20 to 50 bucks a show, play in front of 10 to 40 people. After that tour would end, it's like, when's the next tour?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, we're hungry for it.
Oh, yeah.
We love performing. It didn't matter about the money. It didn't matter that we're sleeping in the van and sweaty and stinky, and this is life. This is how it rolls.
The life you chose, man.
And, you know, and then you advance to DJing, and I'm like, what? We're actually getting a hotel room?
Yeah.
I can sleep in a bed?
Yeah, I have a key card to my room? Wow. Coming up in the world. Steve Aoki live on K-Rock for the next hour or so. We are going to also play the new one with Steve and grandson, Colt, coming up here. We're going to get into this new Weezer. Have you ever worked with Weezer?
Yes. Yeah, I worked with Rivers Cuomo on a couple songs. So we
Very
did
cool.
in 2010 on my first album. And then we did another song together on another album.
But, beautiful. Yeah, this is their latest one, A Little Bit of Love on K-Rock. It's K-Rock, Kevin Kenny, live in studio with Steve Aoki. Do you see what they when in radio, if you're driving around right now, I'm going to try to paint this picture for you. They give you like notes on the guest, right?
Okay.
Is that, what is that about? Don't say it out loud. See that?
Really?
That's like the most badass, like, just if you're driving around, it's Steve, usually just says, you know, the person's name. This one says Steve Mother Effin Aoki.
I put that, Kevin. I put that there.
Mugs put that.
I like
upstairs.
It. Thank you.
That's awesome.
I like that. I haven't seen that.
So you're hard at work on this album. We can't say too much about it, and you'll come back. You've even said, and you know, we'll talk more about the particulars. But this sounds like a very ambitious, maybe your most ambitious album in terms of the scope of people you're working with and the types of music you're making. Would you say that's fair to say?
I definitely agree with that, and it has a lot to do with the roots of K-Rock too. You know, with alternative, with rock music, with where I'm at as well, like the roots of where I came from. So that's why I'm like, I definitely am going to come back here. We're going to talk about these other records as well, because there's artists that are on this album that I know you guys rinse and I know that the fans out there love.
Yeah. It's very exciting just hearing, you know, little bits here and there from you, you know, even today of just what you got planned. I want to dive into some of these remixes you've done, because I think it's so fascinating, you know, to someone who's never DJed or produced or been in a studio but loves music, you know, and you just maybe, I'll throw it out and it can be rapid fire, go into as much detail as you want, and just tell us what you did to these songs. So the first song I want to ask you about is Blink-182, Bored to Death. It was John Feldman actually produced the original one. He was just talking about it on the show. You remixed it. So take me through like step one to the end of like, what do you do when they give you that song to remix?
So you dissect it. It's kind of like you have all of these amazing stems and parts, like the guitar, the bass, the drums, the vocals, laid out on a table, pick and choose what works. I usually always go with the vocal. I like to just take the acapella and then see how I could twist it into something that'll work in a club. That could work at a festival. So I take like generally the hook first. I'll take the hook, whatever's catchiest, start writing a musical bed, sometimes use the same kind of like melody arrangement that the original song came from, or make a brand new one depending on how I feel. And then from that's where you develop into the drop. The drop has to bang. That's like where the Aoki signature really shines, right? So with that one, that's like a faster tempo. But a faster tempo also means it's also going to be a nice halftime tempo too. So that one's got like this kind of crazy head bob, but also makes you bounce.
Yeah,
you know, double time. So that one's a lot of fun to work on. Plus, I just love being able to work with pop punk vocals. You know, Mark Hoppus, Travis Barker, they're dear friends of mine. Feldman, I've been in the studio with them. We made a couple records as well. I made a record with Blink off my album. In Feldman Studio. Also in Feldman Studio, I worked with 5 Seconds of Summer and Hoppus and Travis, and got Jimmy Atkins from Jimmy World to sing that one.
That's crazy.
From my last album.
It's so, like an all-star group.
Yeah.
I'm curious, when another song you remixed was Black Parade by My Chemical Romance. Now, that's a little different than, you know, the Blink example, because that is not only just a beloved song, but it's like a generational anthem.
Yeah.
And so it's like, you know, it's almost like spoken for when it even gets sent to you. So what is that approach like? Because now you're competing with one of the biggest songs of all time.
I consider it the Bohemian Rhapsody of our generation.
Totally.
Because it when you listen to it, it's literally a masterpiece across the board, and it changes all over the place. So with this one, because the time signatures change and the tempos change, the moods change. There's so many different personalities in the song. You have to kind of like go, what's the through line? And it's hard, right? So it's like I'm picking different parts, and then I'm staying in the same exact BPM. Right? That's quite difficult with a song that's going all over the place, right? You're like just grabbing left and right and pulling them in. And but at the same time, it's a sing-along. So that's what I really focus on, is I just want the sing-along moments, make the drop, you know, once again, fire, and then bring it right back to the sing-along sections.
Right.
With big claps, big festival claps. So everyone's like hands in the air. You know, you got to visualize this kind of thing. Like, how is it going to look like and feel at a festival at Ultra or EDC? Because everyone, it doesn't matter who you are, where you came from, you heard the song and it changed your life. Guaranteed. Right.
That's awesome. We're going to dive into Cult, the new one you have with Grandson.
Yes.
We're going to play on K-Rock in a matter of minutes. We're going to get back to the music right now. This is Enemy, new music on K-Rock from Imagine Dragons. Steve Aoki, live in studio. It's Kevin Kenny live on K-Rock with Steve Aoki, and the time has come to play Cult for the first time on K-Rock. Very excited about this one.
Oh, man, I'm so excited.
You were very kind. I think I got to imagine one of the first times you ever played this for an audience was at the Odyssey Beach Festival in Fort Lauderdale, Florida in
December.
It
was the first time. It was definitely the first time anyone outside of my studio ever heard that.
And I remember it struck me because it sounded like you, but a little different.
Yeah.
And it may be an indication of what we can get from the album, you know, when the album arrives. But you got Grandson on here, and is Josiah on here?
Josiah's on there. Okay. Josiah's on the second verse, and Grandson's leading the charge on this one. Killed it. Absolutely killed it. His voice is incredible. The lyrics are so catchy. I mean, I sing it at my shows. I literally get on the mic, and I'm like jumping in the crowd, singing this one, like I feel like I was 19 back when I was in bands.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is a lot of fun. This record is mixes in all the alternative side of things, and definitely the drop is like full force EDM.
All right, killer. So for the first time ever on K-Rock, this is Cult from Steve Aoki.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.